This week's parasha begins, Vayera Elav Hashem. Hashem came to visit Avraham Avinu. What was the purpose of this visit? Chazal tell us, Lavaker Sachoyla. It was the third day after his bris, and Hashem came to inquire on the well-being of Avraham. And they're sitting together, having a nice, pleasant conversation. And out of the corner of his eye, Avraham sees a few travelers on the road passing by his home. So the Gemara Masech de Shabbos says something astonishing. Avraham tells Hashem, Al no taver me'al avdecha. While engaged in conversation, Avraham turns to Hashem and says, God, can you hold that thought for a moment? I hear some people at my door. I got some visitors I need to attend to. Says the Gemara, from this episode we infer, G'doy l'achnosis arichim ha'kabalas p'nei ha'shchina. It's greater to host guests than to welcome the divine presence, meaning that inviting, hosting, and doting on your guests takes precedence over greeting and conversing with the Shechina himself. Therefore, when Avraham sees visitors were approaching his home, even while in discussion with Hashem, he interrupts the conversation, and instead of signaling to these three wandering Arabs, can you wait a little bit? I'm a little busy here. I'm talking to God. Instead, he tells Hashem, hang on. I have to take care of the needs of these guests that just arrived. So how do we understand Avraham? He's talking to the Ribbono Shel Olam himself, the Melech Malchei Hamlochim, the omnipotent being, the King of Kings. And Avraham tells him to hold on. I got some business to attend to. Can you imagine you're hosting Reb Chaim Kanievsky, the Gadol Hadar, in your house, and you're engaged in conversation, and then someone rings the bell, or the phone rings. Would you tell Reb Chaim, hang on, I have to answer the phone? You wouldn't even do that to some insignificant so-called dignitary or some low-level politician. No less God himself. So I'd like to share with you a fascinating insight from the Maral. And it's also a great lesson in our obligations and interpersonal relationships in general. Avraham understood that Hashem would rather that we be like Hashem than to talk to Hashem. In other words, given the choice when there's a conflict, to either emulate and imitate the ways of Hashem or to be in his presence and talk to him, Hashem would prefer that you interrupt the conversation and go be like Hashem. I'll give you an example. Let's say you're visiting your son and you're having a conversation with him. Then in the middle of the conversation, the phone rings and your child that's hosting you tells you, Dad, I must leave for a few minutes because my brother, your other son, is stuck on the road and needs my help. Would you rather he continue the discussion with you and hang his brother out to dry or leave the home and go help his sibling? Obviously, we'd want him to go leave the home and go help a sibling. And by doing that, he's fulfilling your will as well. And it gives you great joy seeing how one of your children cares for a sibling, your other child. Likewise, Hashem would rather we go and assist one of our brethren, his children, even at the expense of conversing with Hashem himself. And that is why Avraham understood to put Hashem on hold, so to speak, to go tend to his guests. What a powerful insight from the Maral. There's actually a practical halacha that emerges from this novelty of the Maral. Someone once asked Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzel, if someone knocks on your door and they are in need of some food or a drink or a place to rest, and you are about to leave your house to go to the Beis Medrash to daven, should you tell your guest to wait until you return from shul, or should you immediately tend to your guest and daven later at home? Said Rav Shlomo Zalman, you are obligated to tend to your guest first, even if that means missing out on tefillah betzibur. Why is that? Because now is not the time to be talking to Hashem. Now is the time to be like Hashem. We have the mitzvah of Valachta v'drachav. We need to act in a manner that imitates and emulates the ways of Hashem. And the Gemara asks in the Sechta Soita, v'chi efshaloi la'adam lahalach achashchina, is it even possible for a mortal to imitate Hashem, the infinite being? Says the Gemara, Halach Acha Midoisav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Follow the character traits of Hashem. Mahu Malbish Arimim, Af Ata Halbish Arumim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bikir Chaylem, do so as well. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nichem Aveilem, Hashem comforts mourners, Af Atu Nachem Aveilem. By Avraham interrupting his conversation with Hashem and tending to his guests, that was exhibit A of fulfilling our mandate of Valachta Bedrachav. Chazal say Hadbeg Bedrachav. Mahu Rachem Af Atar Rachem. Just like Hashem is kind and merciful and empathetic, we have the obligation to care for our fellow Yid as well. Avram was only able to accomplish that by getting up from his seat and taking action. And Hashem didn't mind to be left hanging in the middle of the conversation, because he'd rather you be like God than talk to God. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.